This is Family Policy Matters. This program is produced by the North Carolina Family Policy Council, a pro-family research and education organization dedicated to strengthening and preserving the family. And now from the studio, here's John Rustin, president of the North Carolina Family Policy Council.
Thank you for joining us this week for Family Policy Matters. It is a great pleasure to have Matt Staver with us on the program. Matt is chairman and founder of the Liberty Council, which is a nonprofit litigation, education, and policy organization, and he's with us today to talk about Kentucky County Clerk Kim Davis, who has been under fire for refusing to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples in Rowan County, Kentucky. As many of our listeners know, Kim Davis spent 6 days in jail for refusing to violate her biblically-based conviction about marriage, and she recently returned to her job after being released. Liberty Counsel is representing Ms. Davis in her ongoing legal case, and we'll be talking with Matt about the significance of Kim Davis's stance and why it matters so much to the debate over religious liberty in our nation. Matt, welcome to the program.
Thank you. My pleasure to be with you.
Well, it's great to have you with us, Matt, and we appreciate so much the great work that you and Liberty Counsel do. As we begin, Matt, tell us a little bit about Kim Davis, if you would. Now, of course, she's really been lambasted by the media and has been portrayed in a very negative light. I guess this is not unexpected, but tell us about the real Kim Davis, who I'm sure you've gotten to know quite well, and how this whole trial for her began.
Well, the ACLU plaintiffs at one time tried to discredit her and say she's a hypocrite because she had multiple divorces, and how could she now not want to give out marriage licenses to same-sex couples who want to be together? The fact of the matter is, Kim Davis, she says 4.5 years ago and before that, she played in the devil's playground. She was not a saved person. But 4.5 years ago, all that changed when her godly mother-in-law died on a Sunday morning, and her dying wish was, Kim, get your life together, go to church, try church. So that evening she did try church. She went to a church where a pastor was preaching from the book of Galatians, and for the first time she heard about a God who loved her and gave himself for her and died for her sins and freely forgives her and gives her the grace of forgiveness and buries her sins in the depths of the ocean. And Kim Davis broke down and wept and was a broken woman, and from that moment she gave her life to Jesus and is in love with Jesus from that time on, and that really is what forms the basis of Kim Davis's convictions. She has been a transformed woman by the grace of Jesus Christ. Her sins have been forgiven, and she will not dishonor him by affixing her name and authority on a marriage license that's not just a piece of paper, but it's issued under the name and authority of Kim Davis, clerk of the Rowan County Court, that authorizes a marriage that is contrary to God's definition of marriage as the union of a man and a woman. So Kim Davis has worked in the clerk's position for 27 years. She's an elected clerk. Her mother was the elected clerk in the same county for 37 years before, and she retired. 2014, she ran for the office after being the deputy clerk for 27 years, and she became the clerk of Rowan County. And earlier in the year, she tried to ward off this conflict with religious freedom if the Supreme Court would ultimately go the wrong way, and it did on June 26. And then after that happened on Friday, when that June 26 ruling came out, the following week the ACLU had plaintiffs that went to her office to get a marriage license, and she would not issue the license because of her biblical beliefs. And she got sued, and the long story basically is, over a period of several weeks, the case rapidly advanced, and she ended up in court, and then the judge put her in jail for 6 days, where she spent time in jail because of her faith.
Well, what an incredible testimony, and what a wonderful example for all of us of really standing on your convictions and how important it is to do that. Now, as this case has transpired, what specific accommodations did Kim Davis ask for from the judge and even the governor of Kentucky that so far have been denied?
Well, she's asked for the same accommodations to the governor, the legislature, and the court, and there's multiple different options, but one of them is, and she's also joined by the Clerks Association that covers all of the clerks of Kentucky, in asking for this, remove the clerk's name and their authority title from the certificates. If you want to have them issued under the Commonwealth of Kentucky, they can process it like they do an automobile lien, a notice or tax or a lien or a judgment, like a judgment from a court. It's not under the authority of the clerk. They're just a filing person. The court has the authority for the judgment. Don't force them to put their name and their authority to authorize something that collides with their religious belief. That's the request. And up till now, no one has responded to that. Now, what happened was after she went to jail for 6 days, the judge threw her in jail, and he intimidated the other deputy clerks and said, if you don't issue these licenses, I'll throw you in jail. And so while she was in jail, the other deputy clerks, at least one of them, issued a license or two. Then she returned to work on a Monday after spending 6 days in jail. And then, Kim, what she did was she took the licenses and she removed her name from it, and she removed her authority, and she said that they're issued under a federal court order. So now her name is not on it, her title is not on it, and it's issued pursuant to a federal court order. And at this point in time, I think that the legislature, when they come back in session in January, will certainly address this and give religious accommodations. And so that's where we stand right now. So far, her actions have not been challenged, and that's the direction that she's going, not affixing her name or her title on these certificates.
I think that's a distinction that our listeners need to understand. Matt, tell us about Kim's time in jail, and why was she eventually released by the judge? What changed that allowed for her to be released?
Well, the first time I went to go visit her was right after the day after she was put in jail that evening. And I went in there. Kim Davis was in an orange jumpsuit. She actually leads a women's Bible study in her home county on Monday nights. So she's always been on the other side of the equation. Now she's a prisoner. And we hugged each other, shed a few tears, and the first words out of her mouth was, all is well. And I went in there to encourage her. She ended up encouraging me. And that's just the kind of woman that this is. It reminded me of the Apostle Paul when he's writing from a jail in the book of Philippians. He says, I am contented no matter what circumstance I find myself. And he's writing that from a jail. And this was Kim Davis. She was content. She was studying her Bible. She still had the joy of the Lord. Her surroundings, you know, were the stark context of a jail. Nothing changed. What happened was we were there for a rally that was being put together by Mike Huckabee, and there had been several rallies before that on Saturday and Monday, and this was Tuesday now after Labor Day. And just before that rally occurred, the judge issued an order without really any notice to anyone that he was releasing her on the condition that she not interfere with the deputy clerks issuing the licenses. That apparently happened, you know, the several days before under the threat of the jail to these deputy clerks. So nothing changed.
Well, in your opinion, how important is Kim Davis's case and all of the attention that it has brought upon this issue? How important is this to the future of religious liberty in our nation?
It's critical. And as I answer that, let me address this one question that people say, well, she's an elected clerk of Rowan County. She just should do her job or resign. Listen to the implications of that. If you're a Christian and you believe in marriage as the union of a man and a woman, not just because they passed it by 75%, not just because it's been the law of our Kentucky or America or throughout millennia of human history, but if you believe in that because it's the natural created order and it's coming from the lips of Jesus, if that's what you believe, then you should just not run for office. You should resign if you're in office. Not only if you're an elected official, but if you're an employee, you ought to just get out of the government employment altogether. But by the way, don't stop there, because if you're a baker or if you're a florist or you're a wedding photographer, or now pretty soon if you're in a church or you're a Christian college, you better just shut down or compromise your values. That's the implications of it. Mm-hmm. So Kim Davis would not step down. And I think that's one message that we need to have. Man your post. Stand your guard. Don't step down. If you do, what happens is Christians will be cleansed from the marketplace. And it's not just in these public professions of clerks. It's going to be Christian schools and Christian colleges and pastors and churches. This is going to be a broad collision with religious freedom. So Kim Davis, by far, is not the first one to have this collision. She certainly will not be the last one. She is an example of what is coming and what is here. Everyone, to a greater or lesser extent, will have to address this issue. And you're going to have to make a decision.
And I do agree completely that we are all, by virtue of events like this and by the actions of the United States Supreme Court and others, we're all going to be confronted with this issue. And we need to give some serious thought to how we respond. Now, Matt, in North Carolina, as you may be aware, a religious liberty law was passed earlier this year, and the North Carolina Family Policy Council worked on that, that is meant to protect public servants like Kim Davis. In fact, that law, Senate Bill 2, allows certain public officials in North Carolina, namely magistrates and assistant and deputy registers of deeds, to recuse themselves from participation in civil marriages based upon a sincerely held religious objection. Do you think if there was a similar law in place in Kentucky that it might have prevented the difficult choice and circumstances that Kim Davis has faced between her job and her religious convictions and conscience?
Absolutely. And in fact, in North Carolina, we filed suit on behalf of some magistrate judges to protect the religious freedom. And the policy council and others and the legislature got together, and they overwhelmingly passed this in the House and Senate. The governor vetoed it, as you know, and then that veto was overridden. So that is the law of North Carolina. That's an example that the rest of the states can follow and should follow.
Well, I couldn't agree more. Now, Matt, Kim Davis has really been vilified by the LGBT activists and the political left in general. She's been called a bigot and much worse. What does this case tell us about the willingness of the LGBT activists and community to practice true tolerance when it comes to religious beliefs that don't line up with their liberal definition of marriage?
Well, let me address Kim and then and this broader agenda here, because it's very concerning. Everyone needs to know about this. Kim Davis loves Jesus, and therefore she loves people. She would take water out to some of the people that protested against her. She loves everyone. She doesn't have a ill will toward anyone. And she's always said this has never been a gay and lesbian issue for her. It's an issue of obedience. It's an issue of following God in this issue of marriage. But Kim was vilified as a hater. We were vilified as a hater, hate group and organization. Death threat. Her husband picked up the phone. They had to change their phone number after this. I mean, over and over, whether it's emails or phone calls or whatever, constant death threats. This intolerance is something that's always been there. They use the word tolerance, but it's never been about tolerance. And it's not about just you being accepting or quiet. It's about you participating and promoting and celebrating a sexual relationship that's contrary to God's design for His created order. And if you do not, then you will be vilified, you'll be demonized, you'll be threatened. For many of them, they just rather have you dead than alive. And you'll be pushed out of your business, you'll be pushed into oblivion. And this is the intolerance of this agenda that we see manifested in the Kim Davis case, but it's something that is everywhere on this particular issue. So be prepared that not only do you have to make a decision, but when you stand for the Lord on this issue, be prepared and make sure that your prayer life and your prayer intercessors are surrounding you, because you will be targeted in a significant way.
Well, Matt, that's a great admonition for our listeners. And as we unfortunately are close to being out of time for this week, what can our listeners do? What are the most important things that they can do to help support folks like Kim Davis and others who are really standing across our nation for religious liberty?
Well, the Kim Davis case is certainly not over, and we have other cases like that as well. Hers is just the most visible. So pray for Kim Davis and her family. Pray that her case and her family will also be protected, but also that this will raise the conscience of people around the country, and I think it's even doing it around the world, to really stand up. Pray that the church does rise up and reflect Jesus Christ and understands the times in which we live. You can also go to our website, lc.org, which is the Liberty Council website, lc.org, for more information about Liberty Council. And if you know of any other conflicts or issues like this, then please get us involved and let us know so that we can be on the ground to help people like Kim Davis.
Excellent. Well, Matt Staver, thank you so much for joining us today on Family Policy Matters and for your great work defending religious liberty across our nation. We're extremely grateful for you and your efforts.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Family Policy Matters is an information and analysis feature of the North Carolina Family Policy Council. Join us weekly for discussion on policy issues affecting the family. If you have questions or comments, please contact us at 919-807-0800 or visit our website at ncfamily.org.